Running with Brushes is a charity project launched by Cambridge artist Vandy Massey in 2013. Running with Brushes supports care for casualties, an appeal associated with the Rifles Regiment, which saw almost continuous action in Iraq and Afghanistan between 2007 and 2012. The charity provides badly needed support to the severely wounded, their families, and the families of fallen riflemen. Vandy, it's nice to meet you.
Hi.
Thank you for joining us to talk about the charity and, of course, the exhibition, more of which later. But first of all, how did you get involved with this charity?
Well, my son joined the Rifles Regiment beginning of 2013, and I became aware of care for casualties as a result of that, because he talked about it and he bought the band and told us all about it. And I wanted to support them because Care for Casualties does an amazing job. It's a charity that's run by the regiment to support the families of people who've been wounded or families of people who've not come back from an operation. They've lost 60 riflemen, and they've, in the 6 year period, 5 to 6 year period that they were out in Iraq and Afghanistan, they had 300 injuries, severe life-changing injuries. And the soldiers who were injured were largely between 18 and 26, so they've got a lot of years ahead of them, and they needed support to rebuild their lives so that they can lead a full and satisfying life. So I thought it's a really worthwhile cause, and I wanted to support it. And since I was doing open studios and I was sort of having a look at some small paintings that I was doing, I came up with the idea of painting 1,000 paintings and selling them for the charity, and did the maths and thought, if I do that, I can make £10,000. I thought it was probably a slightly crazy, when I thought about that number of 1,000, I thought, whoa, it's going to take a while. And did think that I was going to do it all, paint them all myself, because it was kind of, I didn't really expect anybody else to get involved. And yet when I launched it, I had a huge amount of support, unsolicited people, artists came, got hold of me, contacted me through social media, through my blog, and said, yeah, we'd like to get involved. And now, 32 months on, we have artists from 8 countries, and we have 31 artists who have sent paintings in, have donated the paintings, and the paintings are 100% donated. The artists don't get a bean. They paint the paintings, send them in to us, we mount them, we package them, we put them all together so that they are a finished piece of art ready to go in a frame or simply to be displayed on a mantelpiece or, you know, a side table, so they can be used immediately.
And so which countries, or what countries have been involved, artists from which countries?
Well, the first one was a huge surprise because it was an artist from the Philippines who happened to read my blog and who knew somebody from the Philippines was reading my blog. That was good fun. So she got involved and very quickly sent me some paintings. There are most of our artists are from the UK, but we have 3 artists from the USA. We have an artist from South Africa, 2 from Australia, a number of artists from France and from Belgium. We have an artist from Holland and 1 from Lithuania. So they've come from all over the place.
And people from all over the world are buying these paintings, aren't they?
Yes, we've sold paintings to people in 7 different countries. So we're calling it Art Storming the World. So we've sold paintings, obviously, again, the majority in the UK, but we sold paintings to people in South Africa, in the USA, in Australia, in France, and there's a couple in Holland and in Russia.
Now, this is amazing. And if you would like to get involved, the Plough in Shepworth is holding an exhibition called Running with Brushes between the 14th of April and the 8th of May. Now, these are big paintings, aren't they? These are...
Yeah, the exhibition, the main exhibition, we've got the support of 9 Cambridge artists who have very, very generously agreed to exhibit their paintings, and they're all donating some of their commission to Running with Brushes. So there'll be a fantastic exhibition of art. And in addition, there's one artist who isn't Cambridge-based, but who is a war artist. So Sophie is still a serving officer in the military, and she, on her tours of Afghanistan, was actually painting while she was out there. She's a member of a military art society, and she's submitting or has brought along paintings that she actually painted when she was in Afghanistan. So visitors will be able to see works that actually were done on site when out there.
That is quite amazing. There's also the Night of 100 Paintings. Now, this event is held on two separate evenings. There's Thursday the 14th of April and Thursday the 21st of April. You have a chance to buy an original piece of artwork for £20 if you go along to the Plough. You can have a glass of wine, some nibbles, listen to some music, and you are guaranteed to go home with a painting.
Yeah, this will be the first time that we've ever been able to exhibit the 270 small Running with Brushes art pieces of art all in one place. They'll only be on exhibition on those two nights. So it'll be an occasion that is quite special, because we'll have not only the art for the large pieces of artwork from the local artists, but also the 270 paintings, where people who've bought tickets will be able to select their very own and take one home.
And now, I've seen some of these paintings because we're surrounded by them, and they're all watercolours?
Mostly watercolours. They are mostly pure watercolour. There are some that are acrylic. We've had a few in the past that have been collaged, but those have sold. They were popular and they disappeared very quickly. And we also only had a very few of them. So in the main, it's watercolours. We are expecting to get a few different mediums coming in, because I've had artists talking to me about that. But broadly, because it's a medium that seems to attract because I'm a watercolour artist, this medium seems to be the one that we've attracted.
And each painting is obviously completely unique. There's no prints available. And there are a huge diverse different kinds of paintings. So there'll be something to suit everyone, something for everyone's taste.
Oh, yeah, the subject matters are really broad. The colour schemes are very broad. You know, the palettes that artists have used are very broad. There is something for everyone. It's really interesting. You know, there are abstracts, there are landscapes, there are animals, there are birds, there are all sorts of things. It's a fabulous sort of really broad brushstroke of subjects and styles.
And they're all mounted already to put up in display, like you said, and they fit perfectly in a frame.
Yeah, they fit perfectly in a standard size frame. So, and we'll bring a couple of frames along so people can have a look and see how they could display them.
So it's going to be a great couple of nights. And if you are interested, then please do get in touch. I'll give you details of where you can get tickets in just a minute. Thank you, Vandy.